And now we come to the thrilling final episode of our radio drama.
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
No one knows what it means, but it's provocative. Gets the people going.
The Greg Hill Morning Show. Starring.
I'm here for it, Brock.
I'm sure Greg Hill does a mediocre job.
What is wrong with a man who loves a dog?
Greg Hill.
Also, all 22, the spices that Chime left out of his mashed potatoes.
Oh, I thought you were going to go with all 22, the number of boneless wings he had at Applebee's.
All 22 is the name of Greg's dating app.
Featuring the original spark of the Pats dynasty.
All right, what up, adults?
Yes, queen.
I did not know that.
Wiggy.
Wake up, Mama.
I know, Wiggy's sorry. Put anything on it, and it'll be like, oh, okay.
She'll buy it.
Right.
Oh, oh, these chocolates give you more energy. Okay, $47.99.
Joined by the relationship alpha.
Here's seismologist that turns my tune.
Courtney Cox.
All right, Courtney.
Okay, Coco.
Yes. Courtney never talks about sports.
Okay. I have one request.
Our spices that Chime left out of his mashed potatoes.
Oh, I thought you were going to go with all 22, the number of boneless wings he had at Applebee's.
All 22 is the name of Greg's dating app.
All right.
Featuring the original spark of the Pats dynasty.
All right, what up, adults?
Yes, queen.
I did not know that.
Wiggy.
Wake up, Mama.
I know, Wiggy's sorry. Put anything on it, and it'll be like, oh, okay.
She'll buy it.
Right.
Oh, oh, these chocolates give you more energy. Okay, $47.99.
Joined by the relationship alpha.
Here's seismologist that turns my tune.
Courtney Cox.
All right, Courtney.
Okay, Coco.
Yes. Courtney never talks about sports.
Okay. I have one request. I have one request. You do that the rest of the day in that voice.
And accompanied by
the real Slim Shiny. Please.
I'm standing up.
Two big brains behind the glass.
Well, get past that.
Like, talk to me, Daddy.
Curtis and Shime.
What's the difference between 5'11 and 6 feet?
An inch.
But an inch means nothing. It's not like.
Did you watch Any Given Sunday? The inches are everywhere.
Now.
Sweet, sweet taste of victory. And I am 100% passing judgment.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
This is a godforsaken bunch of. You guys, I've never heard of this name in my life.
On Boston Sports Original.
The vibes are immaculate right now.
You're just all about a good time, a good vibe. You're a vibe curator.
W-E-E-I.
When I say Greg Hill and you say show, Greg Hill. Yeah. Greg Hill.
Go.
Greg Hill.
Go.
All right. Going on, everybody?
Good morning.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello, Curtis.
Hey, Greg. How are you, bud?
Fantastic. Shime, good morning.
Hello, Greg.
I believe if technology allows, we can head to the anything goes state. Florida, not like the rest of us, where Coach Wiggins is hanging out and ready to, on a Patriots game day, ready to participate in some sort of autograph signing this evening at a casino. Wiggy, good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, look at that. There he is.
I am in M-I-A-Yo.
You're in Miami.
Miami.
Yes. Okay.
Welcome to Miami.
And you made it over there this morning. Are you at, where are you?
Look, I am here in Little Haiti at the Citadel. Shout out to my man Dan, who's helping me out here. Running the board and everything. So that's where I am. I'm in Little Haiti.
I got to tell you.
Ça poisse to all my Haitian brothers and sisters out there.
Welcome to Miami.
I noticed that you have been able to get the camera up and going. And so you can, if you tune in this morning on Twitch or YouTube, you'll be able to see Wiggy. And in the Twitch chat earlier, somebody suggested that watching you try to get that set up was like a FaceTime with their 75-year-old grandmother. But I'm glad that you got it going and you're ready to go down there.
Very simple. You just hit the play button. It ain't that hard. Right.
And you and the missus are there together.
Yeah, so we had a good night last night. And Greg, you are right. Florida is the anything goes state.
Yes.
I've never seen so many people indoors vaping.
Well,
that's the most benign thing you'll see down there.
I was going to say, if that's the worst thing you see, then you're probably lucky, Wiggy, I would say. Now, what is this? What is the signing thing? Did you win a contest? Or why are you in Florida signing autographs?
I don't know if you know this. I played for both the Patriots and the Jets, I won a Super Bowl. So, you know what? I have a pretty good fan base all over. So I brought the 8x10s with me.
I see. So, and this is at the Hard Rock Casino?
Yeah, at the Hard Rock Casino, which is really a beautiful place, man. They got giant lit-up guitar, so it's casinos, nice little vibe. It's a beautiful place down here. And the weather, man, you can't beat it.
I see. Any other legendary New England Patriots or Jets players who are there with you? Or
no, I haven't seen anybody.
I saw the billboard. It's Ernie Adams' nephew is also going to be signing.
I'm hoping that Patrick Pass wasn't scheduled to be there. He will be unavailable until his trial is adjudicated.
Damn, what happened with that? I was just with him the other day at Matt Light's event. I land in Miami. Next thing I know, I'm like an 82-year-old man. It's got to be something more to this story. Please fill me in.
Yeah, it's some sort of a – we'll get to it during the news at 7:45, but he had some sort of an unfortunate incident with an 82-year-old man at the gym.
He picked things up and threw some down.
We should title that type of story Greg in the future. Like, I feel that is a fate that will happen to me at some point.
Oh, what are you talking about? When you hit 80, you're going to be 10 miles from any gym.
No, Curtis, I will stick with my rigorous workout routine all the way into my 80s. Are you kidding me?
That's the way to do it.
I will say, if he was trying to interrupt his reps, I mean, anything goes.
Well, there apparently is an unexploded ordinance that is hanging around this radio show. I don't know if we're going to talk about that.
Oh, we're going to talk about it.
Oh, we are.
We're going to talk about it. I already see the text. I see the Twitch people that lurk in the shadows love to come out when dumb Courtney, who doesn't know anything, then they take my word as Bible. It's unbelievable.
Is that the Courtney bomb?
The Courtney bomb. I can get to it now, or I was going to do it for my lead.
Unfortunately, it didn't land like a Hezbollah pager yesterday, unfortunately.
I was going to do it as my lead, but whatever you want.
Okay.
I have a lot to say.
You have a lot? Oh,
I
love
sure
when
do.
You have a lot to say.
I have a lot to say.
All right, so you want to get to it in your lead in 10 or 15 minutes?
Yeah, I was going
to
do it as my lead.
Can I get one thing not related to what Courtney's going to say just about that? My favorite thing ever at the conclusion of our show, all the people that feigned outrage about Courtney's scoop pointing to a guy named Rob Reinhart saying, ha ha, Curtis, you got quiet. Ooh, Curtis, you got duped. Oh, look at this. Courtney was stealing from this guy. All of those people were duped.
Yeah.
They believed a fake tweet. If you went down that guy's timeline for 3 seconds, you saw that Jaron Duran, according to him, was AI-generated. You saw that Mitch Marner was going to the Utah hockey team.
And then it's like Nightlight, can't follow along on Twitch. And he's like, so Courtney's, the person that whispered to Courtney was this guy, and he's actually false and she won't take accountability. Nope. Person I talk to in person is somebody I know and trust.
Okay. And my favorite thing about James's new school is somehow in the entire directory, my cell phone, email, and everything got posted.
What?
So I have these like random people now just emailing me.
Oh, no.
So the school put out the parental directory and they gave all your information out in it.
I was. Anyway, so this person, I won't give his name, sent me the screenshot yesterday morning of the Rob Reinhart tweet. And I said, take a look at his tweets, total nonsense. And then he replies, Courtney's got splaining to do. Dude, you sent me a fake tweet. You have explaining to do.
Greg, I was hoping your boy Sweeney said something yesterday and dropped a Greg Hill show.
I know.
He was all over the spit and chiclets.
The man is an everyday listener, and he refuses to not only come on the show, but at least give us some kind of a name drop during the press conference. Thanks for nothing, Don.
Yep.
But anyway, okay, so you have a lot of explaining to do, a lot to say.
I have a lot to say.
In your lead, we will get to that.
Yep.
Listen, I don't know if you know this or not, but I have been burned a time or two by a bad source. I had the real estate news story of the century, Curtis, a few years ago, and unfortunate sourcing on it led to a lot of backlash. So
yeah, well, all the people that were lecturing you in this building are no longer here, so I think you won.
They don't have a house in Connecticut.
And like already this morning, Keith Pete, in the real world, she would be fired immediately. Thank God it's radio. What real world are you living in?
Right, lucky we are in radio and it's not the real world.
Yeah. No, I hate to break it to him, but it's not. But thank you for watching the show on Twitch, and good morning and hello. And you can do that every day. You can watch the show on YouTube as well. And we got a lot to get to on a game day for the New England Patriots. Kickoff at 8:15 this evening. We will get to our leads, including some hot cocoa coming up in about 15 minutes at 6:25. And then we'll be joined at 6:45 by Bill O'Brien, the head coach of Boston College. I don't necessarily understand, Wiggy, why they popped out of the top 25. I know it was a loss, but it was close. And it was against the number six team. I mean, I don't know. Did you feel like they should have been bumped right out?
Well, I mean, I think when you're that low, I think what were they, 24 or 25 when they were ranked?
Yeah, they were 24, I think.
24, right? So you bounce out, you lose to a good team, and yeah, they're obviously going to knock you up. But this is another great test for Courtney and Curtis's BC Eagles, because Michigan's 3-0. If they can beat Michigan, a Big Ten team, yeah, I think that'll put them right back up in the top 25. It's really now about just being one of those top two teams in the ACC. Ain't that right, Courtney?
Yep, it sure is.
And also, I think BC was somewhat hurt by their big win coming against Florida State, and Florida State losing again to, I don't know, who was it, Memphis? I don't know, some awful team.
Memphis, yeah. Memphis, they lost to Memphis.
So that probably
Florida State sucks. I'm down here in Florida. Florida State sucks. Miami, I'm going to see if I can go to Brady's house and get some scoops on whether or not he's going to come out of retirement.
You should show up at Tom Brady's house.
I'm going to try.
And see if he lets you in the gate, Wiggy.
I should try that. He's got to live around here. I don't think it's that far.
Yeah, Star
Island?
I don't know if it's Star Island or if it's one of those billionaire.
Oh, Indian Creek, they were, my man Dan said.
Yeah, there's a beautiful golf course there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's one of those billionaire islands.
All right.
So, yeah, you should go over there.
I'm just go over there and knock on doors and see who lets me in.
Now, that would be a place to trick or treat.
Miami's Dolphins owner.
And by the way, if you ever wanted to understand how much people hate Tom Brady, he has a decent broadcast and then nobody talks about it again.
Yeah.
Did you watch most of it, Curtis?
No, I didn't see any of it because it was against the Patriots in the whatever the hell they played on the Seahawks game. So,
yeah.
But I think it'll be fine. But this, I think tonight is a swing game, the Patriots don't have to like win and you know have a big day. This is a potential for a moral victory. But if they look ugly, if the defense is carved up by Aaron Rodgers and Jacoby Brissett struggles, I have a feeling it could get ugly quick tomorrow.
Yeah, I mean, it's early in the season, but I do think it's a winnable game for the New England Patriots. So you end up, if you can steal this one, then you're 2-1 and looking pretty good, and you got a little bit of time off as well.
If Will Levis isn't a moron in the red zone, the Jets lose to the Titans. So I think the Patriots should be better than the Titans. At least I hope they are.
We will talk about that with you all day long. We will get to They Said It at 7. That is a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. And we will certainly talk about what Tristan Cassis says he noticed when showering with the fellas that has left him inspired. So
eyes up. Eyes up, Tristan. Eyes up. That's the number one rule in the locker room. You should know if I'm wearing a tuxedo or I'm butt-ass naked.
So we'll get to that a little bit later. And Courtney has the news coming up at 7:45. And a former First Lady of the United States of America is tired of being nude shamed for her art.
Yeah.
And so we'll get to that and the rest of the news a little bit later on this morning's show. But right now, to start us off, it is the journalist Courtney Cox and what is trending right now.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market. We heard from Don Sweeney yesterday, and he addressed the recent reports surrounding Jeremy Swayman's pending contract. Here's a little bit of what he had to say.
I will make everybody aware that some of the inconsistencies that have been reported are completely inaccurate. And I think that being a representative of the Bruins, you know, how we do business and try and keep things close to the vest and respect everybody's own privacy, that I'll answer questions, but I'm not going to go into depth of the negotiation and the talks we had, because we're excited about the players that are here and looking to move forward.
Excited about the players that were there. Jeremy Swayman was not.
No.
No.
But they'll, Don Sweeney said they'll work hard to get him back by December 1st. They'll see if they get everything worked out by December 1st.
He's confident that they will.
Okay.
You ready for Juni to start in goal?
Huh?
You ready for Juni Corposalo to start in goal in game one?
I just don't. Listen, Courtney's going to address her cocoa bomb in a little bit. So I'll hold off on that part of it. But I don't understand. They begin skating today. This is training camp. Figure it out. You're the Boston Bruins. I don't believe that the guy is demanding $10 million and not playing unless he gets $10 million. I don't believe that.
But people are humans, Greg, and I think the arbitration disagreement that we discussed at the time was something that left a mark on a young kid from Alaska who felt disrespected by the people that were otherwise praising him. And that's why they find themselves at this impasse.
Greg, I love this. This is just like this is now I can say when TC calls, NHL players are just like football players when it comes to holding out or holding in or whatever else. Oh,
I can't wait.
Yeah, TC to call them divas.
Nah, I guess maybe I'm looking at it from the wrong perspective, but it just give the guy $8.5 million, give him 8 years. And you've got a happy goaltender, and you don't have to worry. You don't have to have Jim Montgomery up there yesterday hemming and hawing and saying they're confident in the goaltending, whether Swayman is there or not. Like, the whole thing goes away.
Yeah.
When I argue about this with people, other puckheads, Curtis, they tell me, well, Jeremy Swayman hasn't played a full season yet. That's the Bruins' intent, not his intent. The kid's been a hockey player his entire life. He can play an entire season. But anyway, that's just me. I appreciate it. We'll get through it all morning long with you.
Yes. The Red Sox beat the Rays last night, 2-1. Tanner Houck went 4 innings, giving up 1 run on 4 hits while striking out 4. It was nice to see Greg at the bar at Fenway yesterday. A lot of people taking in the game before the concert. Greg and I both at Post Malone last night ran into each other.
Oh, Chime. I'm going to require a lot of Post Malone rejoins this morning. That show was excellent last night.
I can come through with that.
No complaints. A lot of pyro.
Yeah, no notes.
Curtis, I love the pyro. A lot of pyro.
Pyro.
I love a good firework. I love a good open flame. And there was a lot of it last night at Fenway. But the show was great.
Did he play his classics?
He did.
He did, Wiggy.
All right.
And there is, if you are a new father of a daughter, go listen to Yours by Post Malone and bring your tissues, because you will be sobbing. I texted Greg. I said this would be a very nice song for you and Julia to dance to at her wedding one day.
Yeah, we don't have enough in the budget for music at Julia's wedding.
And Greg, shout out to my boy Johnny Bott. How about him? His first concert in 30 years. He just gets home from doing 27 straight in the feds. And he's FaceTiming with Post Malone.
That was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shout out to Nikki Verano for hooking that one up, too, huh? How about that one?
That was pretty cool.
Oh, and shout out to Walshy for getting Johnny Bott the seats in the suite. Wait, did you see him, Courtney?
No. I didn't see him. I was just going to thank Walshy for hosting Santo and I. But no, I didn't see Johnny Barr. I wish you had told me he was in the suite. I would have looked for him.
He was in there with y'all.
Oh. One more.
He was the guy who was selling the game consoles out front.
I thought you were going to say. Never mind.
One more with the
Ray. Actually, we were at Fenway for the concert. He tried to steal first, second, and third. I'm sorry. I'm just kidding.
I thought he was in center field saying, "Your name is Bill Smith. You live in Sudbury."
The Red Sox have one more with the Rays tonight. 6:50, first pitch with Brian Baio getting the start. You can hang out with Coop at 5:50 for the MassMutual pregame show. Then Will Fleming and Joe Castiglione have the call on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network right here on EEI and, as always, on the Odyssey app. 16 first-time nominees for Pro Football Hall of Fame were among the 167 modern-era nominees announced yesterday. From the Pats, Adam Vinatieri and Aqib Talib were on the list. And BC great Luke Kuechly also getting the nod.